Oh, hello.
Guys, check it out. Hitchcock fell asleep in the break room, so I put his hand in a bowl of warm water.
Come on, man, that's the stupidest prank ever.
No, it's the smartest because it involves biology. I bet it worked already. Let's go check. Hitchcock, no!
He's drowning. He's drowning!
Fable, man!
Take it back, Jake. Great prank.
Hey, Charles, can we talk in the briefing room for a sec? There's a question I gotta ask you.
Hmm?
It's happening. Jake is gonna pop the question. He's gonna ask me to be his BM.
No.
BM, best man, it's a common abbreviation.
No one but you has ever used it.
I am so relieved. I thought maybe he was gonna ask one of Amy's brothers or Sarge.
Hey, man, come on.
Charles! Okay, so I know this is a lot to ask.
No, it's not. I wanna do it.
You wanna cover my shift this weekend so I can go to the White Plains Mall and meet Daryl Strawberry at the opening of a cell phone store?
Yes. That's exactly what I was hoping you'd ask.
Great. Thanks. You sure it's okay?
Mm-hmm. Very happy about it. That'll be fun. Look at my smile. I have to go now.
Drive!
Oh my God! Jake!
What do you say, bud? Will you be my BM?
Yes! Yes, a million times yes! In your face, Terry!
What? I'm holding a sparkler for you. I helped organize a lot of this.
Well, you can stick that sparkler up your butt. I'm the best man!
It's Halloween. I'm surprised you didn't put on a costume.
I was going to, sir, but then I decided, screw that jazz. Well, I'm the only one who ever dresses up. No one ever gets my costume, and they make fun of me. So I'm done. These people don't deserve my dress-up gifts.
Charles, seriously? No costume?
What the hell, Charles? Where's your Halloween spirit?
But you guys always make fun of me.
I have never once insulted you in my life, especially vis-a-vis your appearance.
Yeah, man, we always love your costumes.
Remember last year when you came as that person and or thing?
Yes, I do remember. Sir, permission to sprint to my car and get my emergency costume.
Does it matter if I say no?
No!
Ba-bam, bam, boom.
Why are you dressed up? You look like an idiot.
Yeah, what are you supposed to be? A sassy car mechanic?
No, come on. He's clearly the rejected Pop-Tarts mascot, Harry Pop-Tart.
I am not! You know who I am!
Squad, that's enough. You're making Boyle feel bad on purpose. He's Elvis.
Yes!
Elvis Stoico, the Canadian figure skater.
No!
I'm so glad we could finally do this.
I know. Kylie says you're always stuck at the precinct.
Yeah. Speaking of, this is work, sorry. What's up, Peralta?
Captain called. He needs everybody back. There's a lead on the Nightingale Strangler. We're looking for a white male, 5'10", medium build, brown hair, small scar on his right cheek.
Okay.
His MO is he finds lonely women with no friends, poisons their food, and then guts them in his van. It's pretty gnarly. Last seen wearing a salmon shirt, gray blazer, and witnesses have said he has trouble fitting lettuce in his mouth.
Okay, where are you?
Apparently has the world's smallest penis and doesn't know how to use it.
Hi there, I'm Jake Peralta, Amy's boss.
That's not true. What are you doing here?
I am here on a date. Who is now leaving? Worth it. Have a great night.
Your boss seems really nice.
He's not my boss.
Yes, I am. I'm here. You can start the meeting now.
The meeting is over. You're late. You missed roll call and the tutorial on using the new copier. 6 years, and no matter how hard I try, I still can't get you to understand the importance of being punctual.
Maybe you should just give up and accept me for who I am?
No, I will break you right now.
Ow.
While you were out being tardy, I was hard at work devising a special punishment. I've crafted an intricate, personal high five with everyone in this office except you.
What? But you hate high fives.
Yes, every minute of it was hell. But it'll be worse for you. Squad, dismissed. Goodbye, Diaz.
Salute into a fanny waggle.
Goodbye, Boyle.
Oh, this snake charmer.
Goodbye, Jeffords.
That's a butt bump.
Goodbye, San Diego.
Double fist bump, reverse explosion into a Pete Townsend strum.
All right, that was terrible, but it's over now, and I made it through.
Goodbye, Leonard from Xerox.
What? No. The copy guy?
You're not giving us any new cases? There's nothing to work on. Damn it. So this is how it ends.
Well, every ending is a new beginning. Another great Gina Linetti entrance. You better savor these while you still can, Sarge.
Gina, I am not in the mood. How
are you so unaffected by all this?
Because I have already moved on. I'm devoting my energy to my new project, Genazon. It's a one-stop online portal for my legions of followers. Speaking of Hume, what's up, G-Hive? It's Queen G. I'm bored at work, so I'm gonna prank all my coworkers.
That sounds like a bad idea for an already crappy day.
Fine, Sarge, I won't do it. I will do it. So you can count this as my first prank, I guess, unofficially.
Hey, can I talk to the captain?
Ugh, he's on the phone. Do you want a coffee while you wait? They made me an extra one on accident.
Oh, sure. Thank you. Oh my god! What is that?
Cement! You just drank cement! Guys, check back in to see if she dies. You're not really gonna die, probably, okay? Just a little honey for the G-Hive. Also, you can talk to Holt. He is not on the phone.
What is happening?
It's a little something I call. Two pranks for the price of one!
Santiago, I'm on the phone.
Triple break!
Sarge, I got a case for you. Guy had his phone stolen at a bar last night.
All right!
It's not that big a deal. I just need to file a police report for my insurance company.
No. It is a major injustice, and we're gonna set it right.
It was a crappy old phone. I'd rather just get a new one.
Look, we're the police, and we're here to help you! So shut your damn mouth! Now tell us what he looked like!
I only saw his back. He had a blue hoodie on.
Whoa! We got a lead!
You just drank cement. You just drank cement. It's over.
Yes, I agree. Up, down, separation.
Separation.
Oh, girl, you look so sad. You know what would cheer you up? Nice bowl of miso soup.
No thanks, Gina. I'm not in the mood.
So, Gina, is that soup up for grabs?
Scully, no. My followers are sick of watching you eat cement.
The precinct will not be shut down.
Yeah.
They decided to shut down the 7-4 instead.
Wait, I don't understand.
Apparently, the community came to our aid. There was a swell of online support orchestrated by an organization called Ginazone.
I think you mean Ginazon. I was behind the bar the whole time. Another great Gina Linetti entrance.
I told you, you can't be back here.
And I told you, I already am.
What did you do?
I was live streaming a prank when Captain Holt made his big speech about how you did the right thing for the city. I guess people were moved. They were like, what can we do to help? And I said, call the commissioner's office.
The G-Hive is real. I can't believe you did it. Gina, you're a legend. To the 99!
99!
Yeah, just drink!
Have a nice weekend, Peralta?
Yeah, nothing special. You know, I got a couple.
You missed Scully's birthday. It was kind of a big one. Nobody showed at the party.
Guys, we missed Scully's birthday, and it was a big one.
I know. I panicked and said I had to go to the vet because my puppy cat got sick.
I said I had to take my mom to get birth control pills.
That's better than my excuse. I said I had to go to my girl's bat mitzvahs. Squad, we missed Scully's birthday, and it was a big one. I told them I was in Ecuador. I think they bought it.
We gotta make it up to him.
Let's give him cash. Everyone put in $20 each. Yes, I'll cover you.
Hey, Scully.
Huh?
We're sorry that we missed your party.
Oh, don't worry about it. You all had stuff to do.
Yes, the capital of Ecuador is Quito.
Oh.
Anyway, happy birthday from all of us.
Thanks, guys. You're the best.
Happy birthday, Scully.
I can't believe it. The fake birthday worked.
You're a genius. We're both geniuses.
Thumbtack book. That was my thumbtack book.
Guys, I have a great idea for a prank. Before Holt comes in, I'm gonna put ink on the podium where he puts his hands.
I don't think he'll fall for that.
I did.
How? I haven't even opened this yet.
I guess it's unrelated.
Captain Holt hates pranks. This is gonna backfire, man.
Ugh, fine. I'll tone it down. I'll move his podium a foot to the left.
What? He'll be so angry.
Okay, 5 inches.
Five?
Three?
Three.
One?
One?
All right. I'll move it a half inch.
Fine. It's your funeral.
Oh, my God. Worst prank ever. So stupid, Holt's not even gonna notice.
Good morning. You guys, the podium, it's... You're crazy! How did you pull this off?